5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News Briefly for Thursday, 17th of October. Everything you need to know in just 4 minutes. If you haven't got time for the, 28 minutes for today's full podcast, you'll still be up to date even with our summary right here. Ford starts the electric Capri deliveries in Europe. European mainland have three versions, standard range rear-wheel drive, and then some extended range versions in all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive. Here in the UK, we don't get the smaller battery. We just get the 77 or 79 kilowatt-hour battery packs. Still get rear-wheel drive or all-wheel drive on the Ford Capri. Of course, it's the second car built on Volkswagen's MEB architecture, following the Ford Explorer. The pricing of this will be about £45,000 to £55,000, and those customers, at least the dealerships, are starting to get those Ford Capris this week out of Cologne. That's great news. VW are rolling out the ID Buzz in North America. Finally. Wow, that's been a long wait if you want that vehicle. And they have some charging incentives. Thank goodness they're not doing unlimited free charging, while like ID4 owners that sit there at 99%, blocking DC fast charging on VW's very own Electrify America network. No, 500 kilowatt hours of free charging, plus you get the Electrify America Pass Plus, which gives you quarter off charging costs. That's a much more, reasonable incentive charging package that doesn't then clog up the United States DC fast charging. The Nissan Ariya owners will get Tesla supercharger access. Looks like before the end of this year. That was a real surprise. We thought Volvo Polestar were next. But Nissan saying that they will roll out the adapters around the same time as they get access to the Tesla supercharger network. And from 2025, although no date in 25, new Arias will come with native NACS, the J3400 standard will be part of their vehicles. And also there's a new charging network they've called Nissan Energy Charge Network. You know, where they bring together lots of other networks and look after the billing and starting charging and all that kind of stuff within the Nissan app. A few people do that, and it works pretty well. Tesla is launching the 7-seat model Y in the United Kingdom and the European Union. It's €2,500 or £2,500 to add the third row if you have two people in your life without legs. Tesla expands the Berlin Gigafactory. They, earlier this week, 2 days ago, finally got approval from the local environmental authority for more
building there, storage, new large hall, battery cell, testing lab and logistics as well. LG will supply Ford, but for their commercial vehicles. 109 gigawatt hours of battery starting in 2 years' time. Also, LG Energy Solution will provide batteries for the Ford Mustang Mach-E from Michigan, which of course next year means that if you haven't got to make that in Poland, in Europe, then you get access to the US Inflation Reduction Act, tax incentives, hugely important. The British Trade Minister, Jonathan Reynolds, confirmed that the UK is not looking at any kind of additional China tariffs and not following the EU. Of course, following Brexit, we can plot our own course, as it were, and that Chinese EVs are welcome here. The UK car makers also look like they're on target to hit the annual zero emissions goal set by the government. Miss them, and it's big fines, and that's why a lot of the car makers are piling vehicles into the UK in right-hand drive. And some, I hear, might be slightly restricting combustion vehicles to get their fleet percentage on target to not pay those massive fines. I call it the Zero Emission Vehicle Scheme, but it's actually the Vehicle Emissions Trading Scheme. And it's around 17 to 21%, depending on the car maker. And it looks like most of them may well hit it. I think Renault will struggle. VW might struggle. Ford may struggle, depending on plug-in hybrids. Blink says they'll step in after NLX leaving North America for the domestic chargers. Charge Lab are going to be looking after the commercial juice box chargers. And MG are replacing the ZS EV. It's a new purpose-built electric vehicle on the MG4 platform. It's called the ES5. It's an SUV, a couple of battery sizes, and that should be coming in 2025. And that's briefly.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.